Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
It was a perfect popular culture moment. Bee Wayne, who had been what they used to call a girl singer in the 30s and 40s, was introduced to the opera star Luciano Pavarotti after observing one of his master classes.
And I don't know, it hit me. I really carried on that day. I said to Mr. Pavarotti, I said, you know, that song that one of the singers sang, I recorded that song. I did a swing version. He said, oh, tell me, show me. Now, this was a thrill of my life. I sang, ma so pure, ah, so bright, burst. And he'd go and hold his hand like he was playing a trombone, and he'd say, whoop, you know? It was a kick.
Oh, so mild, oh, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine.
Martha was one of the many hit songs performed and recorded by Bee Wayne and the Larry Clinton Orchestra back in the late 1930s. Clinton had made a kind of specialty of what they called jazzing the classics. So they did Martha from the 19th century opera of the same name, and they had a huge hit with a thing called My Reverie, music by Claude Debussy, lyrics by Larry Clinton.
He used to sit on the bandstand between our tunes, and he'd go to the piano, and he was evidently writing the words to My Reverie. And he'd call me over and ask me to sing them and see how they sang. And I told him this song would never make it because the words were very difficult.
Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel.
My Reverie went to number one in 1938.
So, of course, I was wrong.
Bee Wayne had one of those New York showbiz careers you have to marvel at.
I was a little kid. I started literally on the radio when I was about 5 years old. And this was a weekly program. You know, it was a children's hour. And I got a check for $2 every week.
She had a devoted mother who sewed her costumes.
They weren't really costumes, but fancy dresses.
And Mom made sure she had proper child star shoes.
Oh, yeah, the Mary Jane, and put some lipstick on me, and off we went on the subway.
As she got older, she kept her hand in while in school. She was a natural.
I never wanted anybody to teach me how to sing. I did have piano lessons. I had dancing lessons. I had elocution lessons, but never singing lessons.
Now we present that swing octet, the V8. 7 boys and 1 girl.
Just as soon as she was old enough, 18 or 19, Wayne went back to radio. She was in one group called Bee and the Bachelors, and she was in this one for the Fred Waring show.
There was Kay Thompson, Kate Smith. Those were all big radio shows. They were in the theater with an audience, and we were dressed formally, and it was hot stuff. And, of course, I ran into an announcer.
Good evening.
By the name of Andre Baruch.
Welcome you to the shortest.
Who became the love of my life.
Hey, you certainly look swell, Fred.
Well, I'll tell you, Andre, I played golf most every day over in the Pennsylvania.
One great voice fell for another. More about that later.
I was singing in all these choruses and doing well. It was fun.
It was in a chorus like this one, after a quick 8-bar solo, that Bee Wayne was discovered by bandleader Larry Clinton, who booked her to record the song True Confession without so much as an audition.
He never saw me. He never heard me, really. And here he is calling me to sing with his band. And he knew talent when he heard it, darling.
I have a true confession to make to you alone. It's all about the way I love you and adore you, my own.
Wayne and Clinton had a good run for a while, spinning out hits like Heart and Soul, Deep Purple, and You Go to My Head. But something wasn't quite right.
Now, let me tell you, we made so many hits, and I got $30 apiece for those record dates. Now, each date had four sides, so I got $30 for four sides. And the other girls, I met the girls. I never knew Helen O'Connell. I never knew Martha Tilton. And we were all in the same boat, and we used to discuss this, that we all got very little money.
So she quit the band and took those same songs out on the road, where she got top dollar playing colleges and clubs. And she had more time to spend with André Baruch, the aforementioned love of her life, who by this time was her husband.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow.
He was, of course, a very, very popular announcer. Oh, he worked the Shadow. He worked for the Hit Parade. He worked for U.S. Steel.
That crime does not pay.
His voice was one of the most famous.
Later, the two voices teamed up for a radio program called Mr. and Mrs. Music, and they were the toast of New York, announcing, singing, hosting.
Hi, this is B. Wayne saying hello again. I'm going to sing a song that I think you'll all remember. It's called You Made Me Love You. Sure do hope you like it.
You made me love you.
The girl singer and the announcer were married for 53 years until André Baruch died in 1991. B. Wayne, as the song says, is still here.
I'm a myth. I've been around so long. And I'm still singing. You know, I get called for a gig now and then. And people want to hear the old songs. And there I am.
Wayne turned 96 this year. From her point of view, she was working just at the right moment.
The lyrics were beautiful. The melodies were lovely, and it made sense.
And, after all, she got to compare notes with Luciano Pavarotti.
He was very gallant, kissed my hand. But it was fun. He was nice.
Sweet memories. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
And adore you, my own. I've tried to seek it.